I'm now joined with Prashant Shukla. He's CEO of Ireland India Council to talk about how India is coping since the outbreak of COVID-19. Good afternoon, Prashant, and thank you very much for joining us.
Very good afternoon, Johnny, and thank you for having me for your show.
You're most welcome. Prashant, the first case in India was reported on the 30th of January last, originating from China. How have things escalated since then?
It is escalated in India as it was escalated any parts of the world. Since then, actually, India has reached about 60,000 people infected with this disease. But India is under lockdown over 6 weeks. So people are doing tremendous good work to fight with this disease.
Okay. Has the whole of India been seriously affected or just some parts of it?
The disease is spread all over the India, but number of districts, over 100 districts, they are not infected or affected by this disease yet. So India divided the whole geographical area in three categories: red, green and yellow zone. So red zone, there's no such activities, very strict lockdown. And green zone, still you can have restricted movements within the green zone area. And yellow zone, it is under severe observation that, there's no more infected people or spread of the disease. In that way, they are doing good. They are working well.
That's good. Any easing of restrictions at this time in India?
Not yet, much. Only limited restrictions was removed, and opening of standalone shops or medical facilities or supply chain for the food products and health products, that is possible.
Right. Did India impose severe restrictions similar to South Africa and Mauritius because, they touch the Indian Ocean? For example, they banned the sale of cigarettes, tobacco and alcohol.
This is a bit contrary. India is under lockdown. The people are cooperating well, as I told you before. But instead of restricting sale of alcohol, some of the state governments, they opened the sale of alcohol in India. And we have seen huge lines, maybe 3 kilometers lines, that people are buying alcohol. And that is, the big public health issue. But then some of the, state governments, they took it as an opportunity to get more taxes. So this is one of the debatable subject, whether it was a right decision to open the sale of alcohol or not. But it has both consequences, good or bad. So I believe the government should be more reasonable when they are dealing with these kind of situations.
Actually, Prashant, what's your personal view, if you don't mind me asking, on that in terms of, affecting the mental health of somebody and their well-being for somebody who smokes?
My personal view is if somebody is someone is smoking, it is a reality. And situation like this, You can't impose any restrictions on the people who are smoking or drinking, but it should be reasonable. Reasonable in terms of that it should not affect the public health and it should not affect to other people. And also to the the individual itself. If someone is starved for drinking, then it may be not good thing. Then the state should have some reasonable restrictions or reasonable, control on sale and spread of these alcohol and cigarettes.
Yes, I see where you're coming from. Was there an issue in terms of food and hunger in India, a food crisis?
I don't see that there is any food crisis because India has over 10 times more food stock than in any normal years or in the past years. So food supply and food stock is not an issue. And that may be some issue about the distribution or supply chain of the food and vegetables. So in that term, I'm not worried about anything about that India is going for hunger or anything. And there's a number of very good program by the central and state governments. They are doing this, like the people who are under poverty line. There's very, subsidized food is available. groceries available. And then the people who lost their livelihood or jobs, and people are under actually poverty line, then the government is actually paying substantial money or transferring substantial money to their accounts. Yes, there is a challenge about actually the mass movement of people from metro cities to their villages. And that is an issue for public health as well. And moving, you know, the people about 30 million to 50 million from cities to villages, that is actually a challenge. And it is a challenge for the policymakers and governments both.
I believe initially there was a lot of panic buying, but mainly for milk and dairy products, not, you know, toilet rolls, which was happening initially in the West. Would that be correct?
That's true, actually. And it is, you know, normal human habit. When you have assumption, when you have situation that the country is going for lockdown, store actually things which they wants to use for their daily uses. So I don't see actually that was actually much issue in India. And now the people learn, they understand to actually live with this situation. And these things are actually now over.
Okay. How was the lockdown policed? Was it very strict in India?
Compared to Ireland, it is strict. And that has actually the nature as well, because we have 1.3 billion people. And that is a huge challenge for the law and order of the country. And suppose in the population of 1.3 billion, even if 1% people, they don't behave the way they should be, then it is a big issue. Like we faced here in Ireland, that younger friends, they were not actually following the restrictions in initial days. And there was actually chances or the fear for the spread of disease. The similar in India, if actually even 1% population is not following, then there's actually a huge problem. But thank God, and with the actually, you know, the wise advice from the health care professionals, government officials and policymakers, the people of India, they are making huge sacrifice and they are actually fighting with this disease very well.
Yes, very true. I mean, India, with a, that's a massive population, yeah. Over 1.3 and a half billion. And to date, their number of cases is just over 59,600. Deaths mm-hmm. are just over 1,900. But at the mm-hmm. same time, to date, over 17,800 recoveries. And I know it's very sad that 10% have lost their lives. But having said this, for a country with such a huge population, it did actually manage to avoid massive, you know, escalation of the pandemic. Would you agree with this, Prashant?
Yeah, Johnny, you are absolutely right. And the size of the country and population and geography. And in that, if you contain this disease actually within five digits, and if you contain affected people within four digits, I think it is a huge, huge achievement for India.
Yes, absolutely. Was testing mm-hmm. ramped up from the initial outbreak of COVID-19 in India?
Yes, initially it was a challenge like any other country. There was not sufficient testing kits, but now the testing is ramped up and large number of actually people, they are tested. The testing is available. And I can tell you, Johnny, at the ground level, like how the Indian, you know, system function. And I have my close contacts in the some of the districts with the health officials. In the some of the district, actually, they are doing mass level screening. Mass level screening means that they are not lefting anyone who is not going to be screened for this, you know, situation or for the possibility that someone is suffering or carrying the infection. That is a huge, huge operation actually in the countryside of India. And our actually, you know, the brave healthcare professionals, doctors, nurses, and paramedics, they are actually doing gigantic work and unbelievable work. And with actually enthusiasm and with actually the dedication to serve the people, that is, you know, unbelievable.
Yes, very good and very professional, I have to say. Prashant, tell us about the exodus of migrant workers and, you know, the tens of millions now unemployed. I know you've already mentioned that some payments have been made, but just tell us a bit about those migrant workers.
Yes, actually, that is a challenge. And, you know, the size of migrant workers, or the particularly don't prefer to say them migrant workers, because they are the citizens of the country and they have all the rights that they can actually live and work wherever they want within the country. they are the citizens, and there's a huge, you know, mass movement of people from cities to villages. And that is actually a huge challenge. And unfortunately, at some places, and because of some lack of coordination, some unfortunate incidents happened recently. 14 people, I think day before yesterday, they met, had a train accident, and they died because they were going to their villages and transport was not available, and the train actually ran through them. So I have actually, you know, deepest sympathies for their families, friends, and community. But this is a challenge, Johnny, that when you are dealing with actually huge population, and it is a mass movement of people after India's independence, about the size of, you know, the Europe moving from one part to other part, and managing that, it is, you know, huge task, huge challenge. In such situation, you will never have actually absolute ideal situation. This is actually giving you challenge. It also gives you opportunities. So hope for the best.
Yes, of course. Prashant, what's your view on the future of India's economy arising from the pandemic? Now, it's probably going to be just like the rest of the world. Just tell us from your viewpoint in relation to your country.
Yes, this pandemic is giving a huge challenge. Yeah, the huge challenge that actually the millions of people and millions of businesses, they are going to lose their livelihood. But at the same time, it is also presenting new opportunities for the businesses that they can innovate. They can innovate, find different ways to doing business. The huge opportunity for the expansion of broadband online services in India. Then the huge opportunity in terms of we need actually hundreds and thousands of factories who can prepare the PPE. And India can actually help around the world to supply the PPE, like the drugs, hydroxychloroquine and other related drugs that can be supplied to, you know, all over the world. That is a huge opportunity that India can grab in. Likewise, you mentioned actually that it is a huge challenge actually all over the world need to have some interdependent arrangements and to fight it together. And we don't know actually that this is not yet over, how bad it will be and how long this pandemic will go. So yes, it is uncertain future, but we need to have some actually certainty in this. And I hope actually India will come about, because Indian people have lot of resilience, lot of hope, enthusiasm, and, you know, lot of actually knowledge from the thousands of years how to have actually good public health that will help them to fight with this disease.
Yes, of course, and to stay positive as well. Prashant, tell us your personal opinion on how the government in India has handled the whole situation in relation to COVID-19.
The government of India handled it very well, because they bring lockdown at a very appropriate time. That, I think, is help, because if you see the numbers, India is doing excellent in that, because the per million population, it is actually marginal infection in India compared to other parts of the world. It's still, you know, with the help of the people and the government, I think it is a partnership, and it is understanding that India is doing well, and the government is also doing actually very good. And the Indian government is not only actually looking after to the people, they are actually in India. They started actually another project to bring back the Indian people who are stranded in different countries. And, you know, in the Gulf, again, the millions of Indians are losing their jobs and livelihood. So these people need to be actually brought back to India, so that India has started. Even, you know, about a number of flights are now available from London to India that Indian people stranded in United Kingdom. They have opportunity to go back. And I believe about actually 3,000 Indian students who are here in Ireland. But, you know, I don't think there's any panic here, because Irish agencies and authorities, they are helping them well. But still, if they decide to go back to India, these arrangements will be made that they have the opportunity and facility to go back to India.
Okay. Tell us, Prashant, just briefly about the travel restrictions at your airports in India in terms of entry, you know, departures, visas and screening.
the visas for, you know, all the foreigners are suspended, except international organizations and diplomats. And if any Indian citizens are going back to India, they need to go for 14 days quarantine. They are not immediately allowed to meet their family and friends and live with them. And I think this is actually very reasonable. And I believe that Ireland should also follow these practices, because if this disease is not originated in Ireland or in India, it is came from somewhere. And we have no guarantee that in future, these kind of diseases or this disease will again not come from actually from different parts of the world. But I think we need to have new mechanism how to filter these kind of problems and diseases.
Okay. And finally, Prashant, tell us about the consular services and also the India Embassy in Dublin. What mm-hmm. services are available right now for any Indian nationals, you know, living in Ireland who may need assistance at this time?
For any person, any Indian citizen, if they need any service, the Indian ambassador and Indian embassy officials are freely available to them over the phone, by email. The Indian ambassador is doing number of actually interactions with Indian citizens like Facebook Live, or they are actually time to time updating everything to Indian citizens. They are running a campaign, or not a campaign, actually they are asking to every Indian who lives here in Ireland, they can register, and they can register their concern with them. So that form, online form, is out. The consular services are suspended, but if anyone has any difficulty, they can easily contact to Indian embassy officials and ambassador.
Okay, right, so we're going to leave it at that. Thanks again very much, Prashant, for joining us today. Always a pleasure to speak with you. So all the very best to you, and take care.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for having me again at your show.
Most welcome. Now, that was Prashant Shukla, CEO of Ireland India Council, talking about how India is coping since the outbreak of COVID-19.